What's up, K-State Nation? It's Eddie Greer back again for another episode right here, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, here on this Friday. K-State Nation, what's going on? April 3rd, 2026, your very first time listening to this podcast. Again, thank you so much for tuning in to this edition of this podcast. The Purple Project Podcast is everyday podcast. Y'all know what it is, whether that is football, men's, women's, basketball. Excuse me. Spring sports currently going on. Baseball, men's, women's golf competed early in the week. Track and field's going on. Outdoor season. And so much more. This everyday podcast. Well, next week's going to be interesting. I'll tell you that. Oh, man. Next week is going to be something. But anyways, we'll cross that after the Easter weekend is over. Yes, it is going to be Easter weekend, obviously. So if you're traveling this weekend, definitely stay safe out there. Spend it, well, obviously with your friends. Have a great time with your friends and family. And, of course, make this a part of your K-State listening and podcast, your encyclopedia podcast, as this is the weekend preview edition of this podcast here, recording on Friday morning. Yeah, I said it's going to be interesting. Yeah, you bet you are. It is. It definitely is. But anyways, all right. Come out tonight, weekend preview, and speaking of track and field, just said that. Well, they're in California, and they competed in two separate smaller meets, and now probably beginning some point today. Stanford Invitational beginning today for the men's and women's track and field team. I could take the indoor out of the equation and just call it what it is, right? So they had great performances, and I can't remember if I even posted that episode or not. I have no clue. So I'm going to go back and look. If I didn't, then it's going to go up. But if not, that it already has, then I won't worry about it there as well. So it's, yeah, we're a daily podcast, folks. So we're EG3 trying to get things in somewhat in order outside of podcast. But yeah, Stanford Invitational goes down today. I have no clue on that, but we should be available this weekend, definitely there as well. We'll have y'all at least up to speed on that. Meanwhile, tennis. Women's tennis needs to get themselves out of the losing column here, as they are in Orlando later on this afternoon to take on number 19 UCF. Seriously? So UCF, well, the number, if you have a ranked number next to it, and K-State does as well, but UCF has a lower number than K-State has right now. We do know the matchup there, so by the time I should be done with work around this time, which is 5 o'clock Central Time, I believe that's going to be 4 or 5, but whatever, same difference there. So UCF, 19th ranked UCF, goes down. When this comes out, it over, which will be round 6 somewhere, they could be still playing or not. We'll find out about that. And of course, all eyes going to be on this baseball team. TCU coming into Toyton Family Stadium for game 1 of the weekend of the Easter weekend series in Manhattan, Kansas. Toyton Family Stadium, the Pearl Patrick Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here, your host for this other K-State podcast. You got other K-State podcasts out there in Manhattan, Kansas, here on this weekend preview edition here. TCU, them and TCU are in the same boat. And TCU, again, for those of you who have not really paid attention to baseball, or at least not paid attention to TCU, TCU was the pick to win the conference this year. And they got the same amount of losses. Let me see if I can pull up that Big 12 schedule. No, not the schedule, the standings real quick here. Let me see. All right. Oh, nope. That's not what I want. let me see here. Standings. Yeah. So let me pull those up real quick. Just get you updated going into the Easter weekend here. UCF, folks. Who had this on the bingo card? UCF 8-1. Just look at the conference. 8-1 and leads by a game over a year in, year out contenders, West Virginia. KU is sitting third right now at a 7-3. Yeah, UCF, if you're interested in that, 18-8. West Virginia is 20-5. You have KU 20-10. And where do you see you? You have to go down to the middle of the sheet to find, well, you find TCU first at 18-10. They're 5-4 in this conference. K-State is 4-5. And again, 90. So funny enough, K-State, Pete Hughes, the skipper of his team, manager, head coach, whatever you want to call it, what do you come up with? One more win better than TCU has. We'll step aside real quick here. Hold on a minute. Okay, but we're going to take a quick time out here on the show. Yeah, let's take it right here. We'll be back after this here in the weekend preview edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. All right, K-State Nation, we're back here on the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, interesting morning here in Kansas City, Missouri. Apologize about that. This is the weekend preview edition of Easter weekend for Kansas State Athletics. You have outdoor track and field going on this morning. That's going to start at some point this morning, and then women's tennis later on this afternoon. By the time this comes out, TCU Game 1 will be just started at Twin Family Stadium at 6. And I left off saying, yeah, K-State has, this baseball team has left several wins out on the table, and they're coming in actually in this series. They have lost the first two games. The last two games of in conference play. You know, you have lost to Utah last weekend, which should have been flipped the other way. And then, of course, Arizona State at home. The last time you had a Big 12 series at Twain Family Stadium, you probably should have won at least two or three there. It got flipped around so easily. K-State could be at least where Arizona State is, because Arizona State is 6-4, sitting a tie for fourth right now, along with BYU, and there's TCU sitting there at 5-4. So this, for Pete Hughes and his squad, D. Kennedy was nominated for something else again. So I haven't got to that yet, but looks like I'm going to have to record ahead a little bit here a little bit for you guys. But like you usually anyway. So we'll get that all squared away on that note. But on the field though, it don't matter what accolades you get. You gotta win. I think you have to start winning Big 12 series, and you've lost two in a row, and you're coming home. Or usually K-State is strong against ranked teams, but TCU is not ranked. But however, TCU is always in the mix. So there you go on that one. So game one tonight, and then of course the only what's on the dock for Saturday, for tomorrow, is K-State game two against TCU. That is an afternoon game. First pitch, little after 4 at Twain Family Stadium. So you're in Manhattan this weekend for Easter weekend. Definitely go out there, check out some baseball a little bit, and maybe K-State can figure out a way to win a Big 12 series there as well. So game two on tomorrow, there's that one. And then Sunday, Easter Sunday, game three, TCU wraps up with that, the 1 o'clock matinee, which is going to be Bark in the Park Sunday, along with Easter Sunday there as well. So we'll see, hopefully, again, and we should have up until this week, up through at least the weekend, at least as far as I know, the postcast of every game. You know, if you've been a part of this podcast since the baseball season started, then you already know we do postcasts after every K-State Athletic event, including women's tennis. Women's tennis caps off a holiday weekend, if you want to call it that. And they actually say play at the same time. But they're in Houston taking on the Cougars. That's the women's tennis team at 1 o'clock. So both these games will be simultaneously will happen there as well. So kind of a lay low weekend for K-State Athletics. You only have three athletic teams in action. So you have the baseball team, obviously. Yeah, this TCU series is going to be a ginormous series coming up beginning tonight. So game one tonight at 6, game two at 4 tomorrow, and then Sunday, Easter Sunday, the finale of that three-game series against TCU is at 1. Women's tennis plays today against UCF. They're, yeah, at UCF, and then they're at Houston, so they have the day off in between. So here we go with these two one-off games for them as well. And for the ladies tennis team, can they get a win in the win column? We'll have to see about that. We'll keep track of that as well. And, of course, it's a one-off Stanford Invitational for Travis Schofield, Indoor Region Coach of the Year. This past indoor season, his track and field teams will take center stage out there here in a little while, in a few hours, depending on when what time that meet starts there. So I don't have that information right now for y'all as well. But, yeah, man, so looking forward to the weekend. Well, somewhat looking forward to the weekend. So there's that there as well for K-State Athletics there. Out there in Manhattan, Kansas, the Pro Puncher Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it wherever podcasts found, free and available daily. Once you record K-State content, is this your very first time listening to this podcast? Again, thank you so much for tuning into the latest edition of the show. Again, make sure you are subscribed to this podcast, iTunes, Spotify. Y'all know what I'm talking about. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Again, K-State Nation, appreciate you guys again. For just obviously, K-State alum, went to K-State. Listen to me talk K-State sports there. And again, if you're not subscribed already to this daily podcast, yes, daily podcast, the Wildcat Bus, it will not be shut off. at least this podcast, after Friday, we keep moving throughout the weekend. And I'm pretty sure we'll get you caught up on the latest, obviously, as I got you guys right here. Colleen Corbin obviously been in the news. I'll have my stance on that. Let's go ahead and say it now. That's been in the news for a couple of days now. Colleen Corbin suspended for the next 2 weeks. It's already started, but she has been suspended by K-State Athletics, Gene Taylor, 2 weeks there. And if you all have not already known, we'll get into that there as well. A couple of players, basketball players, one on each team now, have hit the transfer portal. I've already recorded one of those already in Anaya Foy. The other one, David Castillo, who was recruited by the last head coach of the men's basketball program in Jerome Tang. He announced on 3 that he's going to hit the portal there as well. I did see that late last night, catching up on some K-State news there as well. We'll get into the Castillo stuff a little bit more deeper as we get on into the weekend. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Again, thank you much. Thank you so much, K-State Nation. This has been another episode right here of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports with cats.